So what sort of things should you have on your checklist to kind of make sure that they get checked off when buying a practice or looking to buy a practice?
Yeah, you want to see the expenses. You want to make sure there's no liens on the property or on the practice. You want to make sure the doctor is debt-free, that's all checked out. You want to make sure the equipment's up to date, that he doesn't own anything on that. And, you know, the other thing that's important too is EMR, right? So if that's a big thing, it could be able to notify patients, things like that. So some of these older practices are paper charts, and that's going to be a lot of work. So you want to factor that into your price. And what a lot of doctors don't realize is when you're buying a practice, just because they want X amount of dollars, doesn't necessarily mean that's the final price. You can very well negotiate a price on a practice, and you can really negotiate, say, I'm willing to give you X amount of dollars if you're going to stay, because that's an additional, you know, $50,000, $60,000 a year, because you're going to work part-time for me. That's additional revenue that you're going to have. So that's something you want to pay attention to. You also want to see what the net income is. Now, some practices are taking like 20%. Usually the industry is about 30, 35%. So kind of that sets off like a red flag. And you want to see, you know, why is there more overhead? Is there too many staff? Is there a big, you know, debt on the practice? Or why hasn't the practice maybe been sold right away in the past? What kind of has held back this practice a little bit? And then you kind of want to investigate the optical, see what frames they sell. Is it high end, mid range, low? What is the vibe of the practice and what they're trying to present to patients? Because you still, you know, you want to have high end quality eyewear in your practice, but you still want to have something that's of value too, to be able to compete with online and certain, you know, practices that are low end as well. You're going to have different patients. So that's important too. And you want to see what contact lenses they sell. They do scleral lenses, things like that. Those are all important because those are high net profit products.